And then she said, I'll do everything. I'll clean your teeth. I'll check for oral cancer. And I was like, I'm out.
Oh, as soon as she said
that. As soon as she said that, I went, I was like, eh, I'd rather just find out I'm dead one day. Like, that gives me anxiety. And I.
Would you rather get hit by a bus than actually take care of the things that might be a bad result?
It's a good question. 100%. Cheers. Shopping for Mother's Day is usually a challenge because I always wait until the last minute, but Macy's Gift Finder makes it an incredible, fast, and easy way to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. You can shop by price, like if you want to find a gift that's $25 and under, or you can bump your budget filter up to $100 if she really deserves a good gift. You can also filter by category like fragrance, handbags, and more. Macy's also offers gift lists, like for moms who have everything. Gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. Some of the top gifts are Beats headphones, the Studio Pro models, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV The Frame. Let me tell you something. This makes shopping so much easier. I get panicked when I shop. I talked about it with Tom. I only shop for myself, so shopping for other people is really difficult, especially for my mom and Leanne, both mothers, but this is making it a no-brainer. So go to Macy's.com/gift finder to find the perfect gift for this Mother's Day. That's Macy's.com/gift finder.
All right, welcome to another Two Bears, One Cave. Bert, you're going to chug. People are going to be really surprised to find out that that isn't beer.
By the way, I was in therapy. Yeah. And I was drinking one of these and I'm putting them down like that. And my therapist is like, holy shit. And I go, oh, they're water. And
a lot of
like,
feelings there.
He was like, they're water? And I go, yeah, they're water. And he was like, oh, that makes me feel a lot better about it.
Yeah, so
I can drink these so much better. You guys have always done this joke about the water champ, right?
Right, right.
Push. Yeah. And I just was like, I really was like, who's drinking water?
Do you remember... Do you remember when we did the weight loss challenge?
Yeah.
There was a point the last 2 to 3 weeks of it, because we had like a time period we were doing it, where I went to only water. I dropped coffee and I just did water only. Dude, like your skin changes. Like my skin, you're like the tone and like blemish, like any blend like goes away. Oh. You smooth out. It's wild to do only water. Which I mean, you know, not everybody does that, but I did it for a few weeks and you feel and look notably different. And it doesn't take that long to deal with like the withdrawals of other beverages, really.
Okay, because I was having withdrawals last night.
Yeah.
Like I was having major, I thought I was having.
That's normal.
Like
that's
I was
normal.
Like, I was like, all of a sudden I felt like my head was heavy.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jesus Christ, man. And I actually wasn't going to drink a bottle of wine, but I opened a bottle of wine because I was like, I was having panic about it.
Yeah.
But I'd had so much water. I'd have like, I think almost 2 gallons of water.
You've been crushing since you got here. And you said because they're in cans?
I cannot fuck with bottles. Like those plastic bottles.
Yeah.
I cannot drink them.
It's the same beverage.
I know, but it's for whatever reason, the delivery system
isn't
there.
I want to try it because you walked in with this and I definitely thought you were just coming in to binge drink today. Oh.
Dude, I've been drinking. We had a parent teacher conference with one of my daughter's teachers, and I'm just murdering these at 10 in the morning.
So what is this? Liquid Death?
Liquid Death. I don't know how I got involved with them. They sent some to our tour bus.
It actually says murder your thirst.
Dude, I murder these fucking cans.
I'm going to try this. I'm the water champ, Liquid Death. I'll tell you what I think. Here we go. Ready?
It's really, yeah, I mean, it is just water. It goes down faster, right? I love this. This makes me so happy. Yeah, right?
It does go down easier.
It goes down so much easier than a bottle of water. Have you ever drank in a 16-ounce bottle of plastic bottle of water that fast? Never. It takes so long.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's great. And they have seltzer water, which is what I've been... That's what I normally got turned on to. But these cans of water?
Yeah.
Dude, I just can kill them. I don't even... It doesn't... I think
that's
it's...
strange.
It's. I know.
And it's, I'm telling you, man, I take a box of these out a day and I just drink them. I go through them all day.
Just to inform the audience the kind of texts I get from you, you hit me up and you go, I stopped drinking a gallon of Kool-Aid a day and started drinking just water, over 160 ounces a day. I no longer have joint pain in my knees and shoulder, and my blood pressure is next to perfect.
My blood pressure.
It's like a foreigner who's lived like in Siberia was like, you are right. The water is good for you.
Oh my God, I'm the guy from fucking that Idiot Nation movie with that
Idiocracy,
where I'm like, wait, the plants don't grow on Powerade?
Yeah.
I
electrolytes.
I've been having knee problems, right? Like, because I'm also running 1,000 miles this year.
How much are you up to?
I'll tell you right now. I love this question.
You got to be in the home stretch.
I should be. I've been having knee pain, so I had to stop running, and I was like, fuck, man, I may not, if my knee keeps up like this, I may not be able to. See, right now my heart rate's 44.
Yeah.
That's really low, and I think it's the water. I think I live in a sense of dehydration, mm-hmm. and when I start drinking water, my heart's like.
I had a colonoscopy yesterday, and when they wheel me in the room, they hook me up to everything, and the anesthesiologist goes, whoa, your heart rate's 40 right now? And I go, yeah, it always is. And the other doctor goes, you didn't know you're looking at a world-class premier athlete? Like, as a joke?
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, I run marathons all the time. And I say it like that, and the anesthesiologist goes, what? And I go, I'm joking. And then I just turn my head. I go, just put me out, man.
I wondered if I, by the way, that my favorite part of that is I go, were you conscious for it? You're like, no, they put you out. I can't imagine you had to do one awake, just go my ass again.
No, it's the first question you ask. You're like, I'm out. And they're like, yeah, you can't do this.
Do you feel it when you get done? Do you feel like someone fucked you in the ass?
And they also fucked my throat.
They give you a spitfire.
And then the guy goes, you know, I fucked up and I put the thing in your ass and then I put it down your mouth instead of doing it the other way. And I was like, what?
So, wait, hold on. So wait, did you get nervous? See, I'm automatic.
A little bit. What happens is, this is crazy. I've had three procedures during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Because I had a vasectomy, a hernia operation. And so I was just in this type of setting like 2 months ago. So I go in there and I was like, you know, the thing about a colonoscopy is the prep. So you've had one, right?
I've never.
You should definitely have one. You're 48. Yeah, you should definitely have one.
They say you don't need one until you're 50.
They moved it up to 45.
Okay.
That's what the American Medical Association recommends now. So I had mine done because I'm like, I have too much. I want to know if something's wrong, like digestively. My dad had digestive problems.
How far do they go up? I thought they just did your asshole.
They go into your colon and like into the like sort of. A little bit of your small intestines. So they
did you get your readings back immediately?
No, they showed me some pictures immediately, and he goes, everything looks normal, but I'll do some, you know, a bunch of biopsies on from the top and the bottom and check everything. But the prep is obviously you fast for a day, which I feel like gave me some perspective actually. Fasting for a whole day. I haven't fasted for a day in I don't know how long, but like I actually, it sounds weird, but I started to go like, man, I really appreciate the fact that I never have to go hungry. I started thinking like that because all I did was drank water and a little bit of, thank God I read the fucking prep sheet last second. I was allowed to have Gatorade, but only lemon lime because red or purple will look like blood while they're doing the colonoscopy and they'll be like, this guy's dying of stomach cancer. So
why are you so responsible? Like, I have a tooth issue and I refuse to get it dealt with.
Yeah.
And I just, because the guy said, because my back teeth are really fucked up. Mm-hmm. It's the one that I had problems with at the beginning of the pandemic. That's how long ago.
But I
had problems with it 8 months ago.
I would just want to not suffer. Don't you want to not suffer?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
I want you to not suffer.
The dentist said to me, he looked at my tooth and he goes, oh, this is bad. And I went, I know it hurts a lot. And he's like, yeah, you're going to need a root canal. And then when you come back, it's gonna be a long haul. He's like, we're gonna have to have a skin graft and take skin off of your
Jesus.
Thank you. That's what I said. And so I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, cool. I'll never deal with this.
But you realize what'll happen is the things that he'll need to do will be more the longer you put it off,
or
you'll die
before I need to get this done. And then I'm thinking about that. What if I just die? What if I do some dangerous shit?
That's a great way
to
look at it.
And then on my deathbed, I go, at least I never had to get that skin graft.
Yeah.
I put back my cardiologist appointment because it was stressing me out. It was in the week of, I just got off tour, but I was going back on tour and I had all this shit doing press for the cabin and it was just stressing me out. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put my cardiologist appointment off into the middle of December when I can take a break and relax and focus on it. And then
I'm glad you're doing that.
And then, so I have to get a CT scan and then, I feel very comfortable knowing I'm being preventative. Like that's the number one thing is get preventative. But like, I would never just straight up, I'll do it right now. Let's do it right now.
Do what?
I'm going to have Leanne get me a colonoscopy kidney.
Yeah. Do it. I think it's a good idea.
I'm going to do it. And this may save my life.
It could. We could actually have her send it to the same doctor and then he can compare our assholes or something.
Ooh. What was your doctor's name?
I probably should say it off the show.
Hey, babe.
Hi, Leanne. This is Bert Kreischer. I would like you to get me a colonoscopy. Yep.
Okay.
Please reach out to Tom and find out his doctor or reach out to our doctor and see if we can get one scheduled before the New Year's.
I will forget that because I'm about to walk into a podcast. So then you have to remind me.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
All right. Love you. Bye. Well, I'm off the hook. No colonoscopy.
Oh, my God.
That was a close call. Huh?
She almost did it.
I just tried to be responsible, and that's all you got to do.
I'll text you guys together the same number and everything.
Maybe I'll do all the things you did. I'm sure I got a hernia. I'm certain there's a hernia under this fat fucking disc.
By the way, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Why don't we do, in a positive way, we have a busy month coming up, January. Let's do another weight loss challenge.
I would love that. I would love that. That makes. I
think you're the only person that can get me motivated enough.
Can I tell you what my brain goes? This is how broken my thought process is.
What is it?
You said in January we should do a weight loss challenge, and I go, "Oh, we are partying our balls off in December. We're gonna gain so much weight in December."
You want to do that? You want to do how fat can we get by New Year's? And then start
the ho-ho-ho challenge.
I can't, dude. I've been more active in the pandemic than I've been in 20 years, and I don't lose weight. I've been playing tennis 2 to 3 days a week. Yeah. I lift weights 3 days a week, and
I'm not losing.
I need to be like focused. And
I was, I'll tell you very honestly, I'll tell you my weight. I have been floating at 250 this whole fucking, I was in my 240s on tour. And then when I got home, I go balloon up to 250.
Yeah.
And I can't get a hold of it. I can't get a hold of it to like every morning I get up, I get on the toilet and I go, all right, today we're starting fresh. We're not going to eat until noon. We're going to eat clean. We're going to eat lean and we're not drinking tonight. And then what happens is I go, all right, I'm going to have 3 eggs. So I made 3 eggs. I put some cheese in there. And then I got this old hot sauce and I put it on there. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, and then all of a sudden, it's like my brain just starts. It really is when a crack addict goes, I'll suck your dick, man. Like that feeling.
Yeah.
I'm going, I'll suck your dick into the fridge. I'll suck your dick. And I'm just, and then I made an egg sandwich with two eggs.
Two more?
Yeah, 2 more eggs. And then cheese all over it. And then I was like, well, there's one more bun in there. Let's have a Vegemite sandwich. And then I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm so out of control.
Yeah.
And then last night I go, I'm not going to drink. And then I feel like because I've never had water, I've lived in a state of dehydration. I think that's why my blood pressure's been high is that I don't drink water. I just don't ever get to it.
I'm so glad you found these because it's so good for you.
It's so much easier to drink these.
And this is better. You might not believe me. This is better for you than Kool-Aid.
I mean, no, I understand that. But I keep towing the line is that it's not stir it with your hand Kool-Aid. Like it's adult Kool-Aid.
I know.
Okay.
But here we go. I don't know if you know that you don't have to do that. Like, I get doing it once.
It's the only way I drink them.
That's the only way you drink them?
It's the only way I drink them. It's the only way I... I want water to flood my system.
Yeah.
I wonder what it's doing for my body.
Wait, what's a good goal weight for you, you think? I mean, a good...
According to the internet, 185.
Oh, come on. How about a...
70 pounds lighter than I am right
what's
now.
What's a realistic walk-around weight that you think you can make? Not like, how low can you get to? What do you think you could get to and go like, and I could live here?
220.
Yeah.
If I get to 220, I could live at 220. When we did our first weight loss challenge, I got down in the two teens and then lived at 220 for a full year after that. For a year, I lived at 220 and I loved it. I really feel like I've lost weight. I'm down today. I weighed myself and I was down to 247, which I was having a hard time getting the 240s. And I think it's because of
you're
going
to love a colonoscopy because you lose so much weight that day.
Really?
I mean, it comes right back.
Yeah.
But you clean out your system and then like I lost like 9 pounds. But you know what sucks is that
is the fear that you have right now that you're dying and they're about to call you any minute and go, Tom, you have cancer.
No.
Okay.
I did not think that at all.
I think that nonstop. I think that, no, the, you know, the that's fear, why I don't get my teeth cleaned, Jesus. Is I'm afraid one night I'm at Dayton and I said to the girl, I meet these girls after the show and we're talking and the girl goes, you have veneers? And I said, I do. I said, do you work at a dentist office? And she goes, I do. And I said, what do you do? And she goes, I just do teeth cleaning. And I was like, hey, can I get my teeth cleaned by you tomorrow? She was like, yeah. I go, I have a flight. Why don't I just go in tomorrow morning? I'll get my teeth cleaned by you and then I'll fly out. She was like, I can do that. I won't even charge you. I'll just bring you in, clean your teeth, and then bounce. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Now,
did you do it?
And then she said, I'll do everything. I'll clean your teeth. I'll check for oral cancer. And I was like, I'm out.
Oh, as soon as she said that.
As soon as she said that, I was like, I'd rather just find out I'm dead one day. Like, that gives me anxiety. And I...
Would you rather get hit by a bus than actually take care of the things that might be a bad result?
A good question. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind a mix of it. I wouldn't mind getting hit by a bus and then being in the operating room. They're like, oh my God, you have oral cancer. And I'm like,
what?
I'm like, what? And they're like, don't worry, we can fix it. Like I wouldn't like the, like, it's not as bad as all the shit the bus did to your body, but we'll get to that. Like sometimes I think about that, like going, like when Tupac got shot, Did they bring him in? They're like, oh, you also have lung cancer. Like, how many times do you think people have a tragic thing happen and they get stabbed? They bring him in. They're like, oh, by the way, you're diabetic. And they're like, huh? Like, that's not a bad way to get bad news, is have something horrible happen to you and then be in the doctor's office. And they're like, does that make sense? I really have a fucked up way of looking at tragedy.
So you'd rather be like, they'd be like, you can't walk anymore.
No. I want fixable tragedy.
Oh, okay.
Like fixable tragedy. Like I get shot in the arm and then I get in there and they're like, oh my God.
You have stomach cancer.
No, not that bad. I don't want stomach cancer.
So there's all these rules that are changing as we're laying it out. I thought it was
just don't
want
to think about death. This is why I drink, is I don't want to think about death. And I know one day I will be dying. And it fucking freaks me out beyond belief.
It actually, a lot of people mentioned you today and the idea that you would die, you know, surprisingly or
like a shocking death. Why today?
Because Maradona died and he partied so hard.
Yeah, but he was 60. That's a good fucking run.
That's 12 years older than you.
Yeah, I can do a lot in 12 years. By the way, I'm going to live past 60. I'll definitely make it to 65.
How do you know that?
Because I don't do coke. Maradona did coke.
He did do
lots
coke.
Of coke.
He drank a lot too.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was, by the way, he also was super cardiovascular fit for his whole life.
Well, not his whole life.
Let's see some pictures of Maradona. I don't think I know who I'm talking about.
He's in Which the front. One is he? He's wearing the hat. He likes hats too. Yeah. He's just.
Was he a security guard?
I think he's the head coach of a soccer team right there.
He looks like a security guard.
I know. He doesn't look great.
Wait, I want to hear what he's saying. Is that him?
Yeah, that's him. His team scored just like you would react.
Okay, see, can I tell you what freaks me out immediately?
Yeah.
Is I would use the fact that he got that excited and to mean that he was not going to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I won't have a heart attack because I run so much and I'm always I'm in good, I can run.
Yeah.
But then I go, and then there's Jim Fix, I think is his name, who just died running. He had a heart attack.
Yeah.
I'm going in 2 weeks.
Well, it was always surprising that this dude was alive. This guy.
How hard did he party? I don't really know much about
Maradona. Oh, my God. he fucking rewrote the book on partying.
For real?
Yes. Yes. Big time. Big time.
So these are my canary in the mines. Like,
he's
I look
hardcore.
At this guy. So then what's the option? Okay, be real. What's the option? Do I shut it down starting, what I mean, like, what, and just never party again? Is that even realistic?
I mean, some people would say so, but
Who wants to be that person?
Yeah.
I mean, in real life, like, do you want
to
be...
Also, I'm trying to picture, like, your existence if you were like, I came into town and I did my show and then...
Had a little salmon.
And then...
Read a book.
Yeah.
And I went to bed and I got up early the next day and I looked online for some cool pillows.
And then I got on the bus and we drove to the next town.
Fucking boring.
Yeah. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like, I don't... It's a fine line between...
Do you actually... Because I know we joke... Do you get the speech about your partying a lot? Like, I don't mean from, like, fans. I'm saying from people close to you.
No.
Like, your... So, like, you don't get, like, you know, I don't know, like, Leanne or your dad doesn't
definitely
go, like,
not
hey.
Leanne.
She doesn't.
I mean, I would argue to a fault. Like, she has never said anything to me. She's like, but I think that's also, it's interesting. I remember Barry Katz one time told me, we did a podcast. I'm sure I told you. I know I told you about this because we were in Montreal. We did a podcast. He's like, are you ready to admit you're an alcoholic? And it was like, really? I don't know what kind of gotcha journalism he was trying to do or what. I'm sure he was just trying to get views. I don't know why he was doing it. But I felt like going, I get notes from people that don't know me. Mm-hmm. Like Barry Katz. I used to work with him. I feel like he was a friend and whatnot, but I had not spoken to him on the phone in like a year at least. And then he said that and I thought, I wonder what his personal assessment is or what issues he has with that.
Yeah.
That he puts them on me because I go, he's not with me. Now, listen, if I've never gotten anyone personally, Joe has said stuff, but I go, I mean, I'm like, you're not, that's like me saying something to someone that I only see when I'm partying.
Yeah. Yeah. I get you know? That. Like, does that. Like he really, I don't even know if he's consciously aware of it, but he has like optimal human performance code in his head.
Yeah.
So whoever he runs into that's in like his circle that he sees an obvious thing, he's always going to address that, right? Like if you're smoking, he'll be like, what are you doing smoking?
Yeah.
And then, you know, why would you do that? If you're eating something, why are you eating that? Like, that's just like, because his wiring is like, by doing that, you're not going to perform the way I perform. So I wouldn't do that. Therefore you know what I mean? Like that's,
yeah.
That's kind of his brain, I think.
I think also there are parts of my lifestyle that are that I don't think people, I think people think differently about me. I have ran so far 935 miles this year.
Wow, so you only have
65 miles left.
You can do that.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna do it. Yeah, I mean, I have a whole month to do. I normally average around 100 miles a month, and if you compare the fact that I ran 1,000 miles this month with the fact that I party, and I kind of level it off, and I try to take care of both, but then I add something like water into my life, and I go, oh man, I really wasn't taking care of myself. Like, I swear to God, my knees stopped hurting, just stopped.
Just from drinking water,
and then I Google it, and it's like, oh, water helps with inflammation. Like, if you drink water, it helps with lower your blood pressure. Like, all these things that I was like, oh, I'm having issues with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I am in front of it, meaning I see a doctor, my cardiologist every 9 months. But my lifestyle, if I was going to have an intervention, it would be for food. It would be really for food. It wouldn't be for alcohol.
I got one for us to do.
What's that?
What if we go see a hypnotherapist about eating?
Okay. I fucking love that. I would love that. I would.
About overeating, you know?
We'll talk. Yeah, they'd love that too.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I thought he was like, this is going to be orgasmic every time it goes in your mouth.
That's not what I meant.
So fucking good.
No,
like,
no. Ah.
I would love to be one of those guys that like they dive into a pie when things get stressful. They're just like, oh, and I could go to a room and just eat like a fucking lunatic, and that gives them highs.
Yeah.
I would love that. Yeah, let's do that.
I think we're both already there with food, so.
Let's definitely do that. I would love that.
Is there any more Maradona stuff, or is that it? I was just wondering, because
I want to see a picture of him drunk. Look at him.
Here he is, right
here. He's snorting. Oh, I thought he was snorting coke.
Face in the cake. He's the fun guy.
Here's my question with Maradona, right?
Yeah.
Does he go to a cardiologist? Does he have a doctor?
He doesn't have anything anymore. Yeah. He's dead. But that's
my thing about it. I don't think he took care of himself. Hear of someone having a heart attack or a stroke, I go, but were they seeing a doctor?
For sure not.
And that's where I go, well, I'm definitely seeing a doctor. I actually texted my doctor today because I was like, my heart rate's so low right now. I wonder if that can't be based on water, but every time I have a low heart rate, it's because I'm not partying and I'm just drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm drinking, last night I had a bottle of wine, watched The In-Laws. But that's not a lot for me. Like, a bottle of wine's not a lot.
That's weird.
Well, I guess.
But I mean, you know.
Yeah. I mean, two bottles of wine.
Can I tell you what? Super addictive. Like, I would really get into this if I could.
What?
Being put under anesthesia. Like, I remember when I had the hernia and they gave me like the fucking good stuff. And like, you just black out, like it's just time travel. And then yesterday I was like, hey, so how long will I be out? And they're like, well, the procedure is about an hour and then like 30 minutes recovery. I was like, oh, that's it? And they're like, what do you mean? I was like, I mean, you can turn it up if you want. I wouldn't mind being out for longer.
And then you schedule how long you'd like to be out.
Oh my God. And then you come out of it
3 days
and you're kind of groggy. And I just go home and I nap for a solid 90 minutes, maybe 2 hours. I was like, oh man, this feels so good. Like, I really like being put out. It is fucking like the best is too, is like I'm laying on that bed and at the medical place. And then they're like, all right, we're turning it up. And he goes, you're probably going to feel your eyes flutter here in a second. And I was like, oh yeah. And he's like, you feel it? And I was like, what do you think? And then I was like, just fucking put out, man.
I want to get put out. But I think I would have anxiety about getting put out. That's why I don't want any procedures.
You know what they did? I didn't have it this time. The time before, when they were going to do the hernia vasectomy, I was just a little nervous. I was like, I know this is a routine procedure, but I'm a little nervous. And they go, oh, we'll give you something to take a little.
What did they give you?
They just put it in the IV. And all of a sudden, I was like, And then they're like, you feel better? And I was like, yeah. And then they just wheel you in, and then
maybe I'll
like,
eat an edible
time
today.
To go. Bye bye.
Maybe I'll eat an edible today.
There you go.
This was my game plan because I got up and I was like, my heart was super low, but my blood pressure was high, and I was like, oh, I haven't taken my blood pressure medicine. Maybe that's it. Maybe I need to take my blood pressure medicine for it to keep my blood pressure lower. And I started having panic about it, and I got on the treadmill and I felt fine. I was like, oh, I don't feel weird. And my heart rate was so low. It still is low. And then I got done and I lifted weights. I got in the shower and I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do two bears, one cave, and I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to take a Xanax and go to bed.
That was for today?
Today.
So you're going to do it later?
I'm going to just tap out. I don't want to be here today. And all this talk about you getting put under, I was like, yeah, fuck everyone.
Do it.
I'm out.
I like it.
You don't get burnt today, world. Try to attack me. See what happens. Put your hand out. You get smacked.
Smacked down.
Yeah, I'm fucking done.
Smacked down by a full milligram of Xanax. Pow!
No, half a milligram.
Half a milligram.
Half a milligram kills me. I actually would only do a quarter of a milligram because I'll be drooling all night. And then I'll open a bottle of wine around 8 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
And Xanax has passed through my system. But then you got residual effects. And you have one glass of wine. All of a sudden, it just kicks back in. You go. There is something really cool to being put out.
Oh, it's the best.
I wonder if Michael Jackson's just in heaven going.
I mean, that's what he's probably like, finally.
Finally. I got put under forever.
it's got to be the best.
I wonder if you're I'll tell you right now, if I was you know what we should get for New Year's Eve? Laughing
Propofol.
Gas.
Oh, laughing gas.
Let's get a dentist here to administer laughing gas to us.
I don't know that they would maintain their license, but I'm down.
I remember one time I was getting put under and I watched the dentist do this. Like crank up the levels and I went, and I started dancing. My head was still attached, but I was dancing underneath and I was like, this is fucking awesome.
Drugs are the best.
How hard is it to get laughing gas? See if you can get a tank of nitrous oxide. Oh my God, you know what we should get? We should get fucking chloroform and chloroform each other on. Nitrous oxide. See if we can buy nitrous. Target sells nitrous oxide.
I don't know that's the kind we want. Maybe not. Target.
Oh, they sell whippets. Probably. Oh. I don't know. I don't want to do whippets. I think I'm a little aged out of whippets. All right, go to chloroform. See if you can buy some chloroform. How funny it would be if we just prank chloroformed each other?
Yeah.
See if you can buy.
You can buy it. That's definitely for sale.
For $24.
Jesus.
How are people not chloroforming more people?
I don't know. But we definitely have to, we get this, we start with Nadav. We got to try to see how much you need.
Wait, did Lacey Peterson, what's the girl who killed her kid?
Not Lacey Peterson.
Who's Lacey Peterson?
She got killed by her husband.
Oh, not that one.
Yeah.
Who's the hot one who killed her kid in Orlando?
Oh, yeah.
Lacey Anthony.
No. Casey
Anthony. Did she chloroform her kid?
I don't know.
I think she chloroformed. Type in chloroform. Searched 84 times. Wait, Zimpera. Can you read that?
They said Anthony used chloroform to render her daughter unconscious before putting duct tape over her nose and mouth to suffocate her and left Kaylee's body in the trunk of her car for a few days before disposing of it. Jesus Christ. That is really intense.
And selfish.
It's a little selfish.
Fucking just because you want to party?
Yeah, it's pretty selfish. It's pretty selfish. I would say that's a very kind way of describing.
Chloroform. God, man, how are people not chloroforming the fuck out of people?
I don't know.
Is chloroform work the way it does in a movie? Hey, type in video of a person getting chloroformed.
Oh, yeah. Is there a YouTube video of that?
Yeah. Hey, this is unboxing. I just got chloroform. I'm going to chloroform my wife. Making chloroform?
No. Don't want to show you making it. I want to see it being administered. So, yeah. That might be a little too old. Maybe let's look for a more modern version of it. There's got to be something recent, right?
The problem is, are you on YouTube right now?
Yeah. It's gotta be. There's gotta be a
chloroform. Does it really knock you out? Tested. What is that racist picture?
I think it's just a man from a Sikh Indian man.
I think that's a white guy making fun of a Sikh Indian man.
I don't think so.
There's no Sikh Indian man that looks like that. That guy right there. Okay. Looks like Mickey Rooney from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I not seeing it clearly?
That one right there.
I think
he's got fake teeth in.
I think I need. Oh, okay.
All right, put that down. Get chloroform. Man accused of using chloroform to sexually assault.
I know, but they got to show. Guy knocks himself out with propofol. Oh, that's different, but God, that's the best.
How is that YouTube TikTok kid not given himself chloroform?
Which kid?
Like, how does some TikTok kid not do? By the way, this is, we are not proponents of the use of chloroform.
Yeah.
We just gave a horrible idea to every fucking viral video kid who's like, my name's Johnny and this is the chloroform challenge.
Don't do that. Definitely don't do that.
Have you ever seen Ari smoke Satvia? Satvia? What's the one that Miley Cyrus smoked? Satva?
Salvia.
Have you ever seen Ari smoke salvia?
No.
There's a video of Ari smoking salvia.
Yeah.
What did salvia do for you?
I don't know.
Type in Ari Shaffir salvia.
So what does he smokes it?
And he goes crazy. It's really disturbing.
And okay. That's him talking about it, it looks like. There's an actual video of him doing it?
Yeah, I saw an actual video of him doing it. It's a really shitty shot.
It's on YouTube though.
The time Ari used a condom is a video.
Oh my god.
Ari trips out on salvia.
But that's him talking about it. We want to see him actually smoking.
Ari smokes salvia.
Okay. Let's try that. Shaffir smokes salvia. Huh. I guess
there. Try it there. Try it there.
Oh. Is that
I think
right
this
there?
Is it.
Oh, Jesus.
Can we play this? I'm sure we can.
Let's see.
I thought it was in a bedroom for some reason. Oh, yeah. Oh. This is it. This is it. This
oh,
is it.
My God.
This is it. This is it.
This is for real?
Yeah.
How old is this? This has got to be really old.
This is on Ustream.
Yeah. All right. And Sam Tripoli's holding him like a child.
Yeah, go back. I want to hear it because he makes like crazy noises.
Oh man!
By the way, this is why would you smoke salvia? Does that do anything?
Probably because you wanted to feel like this.
For it.
We can't play the audio.
I don't think so.
No, why not? Why not? I want to hear it.
Well, because it's gonna get us flagged.
Look at him.
Yeah,
he's fighting him.
Oh no! Is that Red Band?
And Jen Kirkman, it looks like.
That's not Jen Kirkman.
Who is that?
I don't know. Oh my god!
It's super upsetting.
Yeah, that doesn't.
I remember watching it and going. But I guarantee you, you know who would fucking definitely be a part of the chloroform challenge?
What?
Legion of Skanks.
Oh, yeah.
They definitely don't have a problem
with
chloroforming.
By the way, you just planted that seed, too.
Hey, guys, hit up Luis J. Gomez, Ari Shaffir, Big J. Oakerson, and Dave Smith, and tell them you can buy chloroform for $24 on eBay.
There you go.
They're going to be chloroforming the fuck. I love the shit you can find online. Stuff you find online that just goes, huh?
Yeah.
Like, what? I started buying tomahawks.
Tomahawks?
I bought 4 tomahawks last night.
To throw?
Yeah, just throw them around my backyard. Just, and I put one in each of the girls'
it's
bedrooms.
It's so crazy that like everything like that, I go, man, that will my kids will kill each other or themselves with anything.
Oh, your kids, definitely. My kids are a little more timid because they're girls, I think, and they're not into tomahawks.
Yeah.
But I bought tomahawks from really nice ones. From Spyderco, like a plastic, like fiber composite handle, so it's not wood.
Yeah.
And sharp-ass blades. And you can find it on my Instagram stories. I think you can find it on my Instagram stories. It's a really pretty one.
Boys are so destructive.
And I just put them in my girls' bedrooms. I said, someone ever breaks into your window, tomahawk their fucking head.
How'd they respond to that?
They loved it. They have did? Knives everywhere. Like, I have knives all over their room. Isla has a sword next to her bed.
God, dude. If you did this in my house, it would just be a bloodbath.
Go back. I think I'm in the. Keep going. Get back. That's the push. That's because of your bathroom. There. Look at this.
Yeah.
Take a look at this tomahawk.
Jesus, man.
It's a good looking tomahawk.
It
though,
is.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a badass looking tomahawk.
It looks cool.
And then I showed this bathroom to Push. I think she would love this bathroom is a bathroom that has a kitchen attached to it.
Where?
So because, not to tell too much your business, and you can edit this out if you want, but Push likes, right by your bathroom, Push has a coffee maker.
She loves it. Yeah
she has coffee, and it's really smart.
It's kind of brilliant.
Why go downstairs to make coffee when you're just going to be upstairs? Have your coffee, be upstairs, write, get your shit started in the morning, have a little sitting area. And this woman Tamara Day, who we're obsessed with Bargain Mansions, it's her show.
Mm-hmm.
And she is kills it in bathrooms. Like, I'm telling you, this is how obsessed we are with this woman. We reached out to her to, like, go, hey, can you help us, give us some ideas for what we're building?
Yeah.
And she had a bathroom where she had a morning kitchen.
Yeah.
In the bathroom, like a little area where you made coffee.
It's the best.
And Leanne's like, oh my God, Push would fucking love this.
It was, you know, we got the idea years ago when we were home shopping, and you know, you look at so many different houses, and we were in a house, and it was the upstairs master, and the selling agent was like, oh, you know, here's this, and you're just kind of like walking through the, and she pressed a button in the bathroom. I remember that. And this drawer opened. I was like, what is that? And she was like, oh, it's their coffee setup. And we were like, up here? And at first I was like, why the fuck would they have that? And she goes, so that, you know, you don't have to go downstairs to get your coffee. You just wake up in the morning here. And I remember looking at Christina, and she was like, so she started doing like the makeshift version of that. So every morning, you know, she'll be like, do you want a coffee? And just like make coffee right there in the bedroom.
I love, you know, you guys have turned me on to certain things that I can't unsee now. It's funny how you can remember something that a friend tells you and you almost never forget it. And anytime I'm driving on the 405 where by your old like house, you remember the one that was over in the hills over there?
Yeah.
I remember you saying, Push looked at you and said, we have money now. We can buy chargers for all our plugs.
Oh my God.
That was a game changer. That was a game changer for me. So I started
go buy a bunch of phone chargers.
I bought like five phone chargers.
Yeah, and they should
and
just
I just
be
started
everywhere.
Plugging them in everywhere.
Yeah.
So anytime you sit down, you're like, oh, part charger right here, as opposed to owning one.
One. And we used to be like, oh, I guess I don't get to charge my phone today. Yeah.
That is so dumb.
And you're like, it's like $30. Like, yeah, we should do
it. It's the greatest thing you've ever. And I remember at the time we had a phone charger over plugged into the wall, but it was, and your phone would just sit on the ground.
Yeah.
And I was like, why don't I have, and then I found out they made like 6-foot cords.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, so I don't have to be in bed on my phone like this.
Yeah.
I can just go like this.
Right. Yeah.
It's so funny. Those little workarounds.
Those little things that you go like, why did I not allow myself to think that I could just buy another charger?
Yeah. And it's because you're trying to stay. But like when we got in the car after having dinner at your house and Leanne goes, Push has a coffee maker in her bathroom. And I was like, what? She was like, yeah. And she was like, that's crazy, right? And I was like, yeah. And then we were laying in bed and she was like, Leanne's like, should we put a coffee maker in our new bathroom? And I was like, I think so, because we're not going to want to go all the way out to get coffee.
It's great.
And she was like, I want to get a coffee maker. And then we saw this on Bargain Mansions, yeah. And I was like, holy fuck, man. Like, if you really just change the way your brain thinks.
Exactly. It really is. Like, it does sound, I'm so used to it now, but the best thing is, like, you wake up, and you're like, oh, right, and it's early. Take your leak, and,
you know,
people like me brush their teeth, and then you go... You go like,
I didn't brush my teeth today.
You didn't brush them today?
I water pick a lot.
Yeah, that's good. But then like to be like, okay, and like have a coffee right away, right there in your room.
Oh.
And then, you know, slowly, you know, sit back on your bed and you just drink your coffee. As opposed to like getting your whole morning routine going, then go downstairs, then make it. I don't know. I think it's a great way to start the day.
Finding a cheat code for your life there should be a TV show called Cheat Codes where you find out people that are doing it right and then do it a certain way.
I love this. I want more of those insights from people where they go, have you thought about doing it this way? And you're like, no, I did not.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
By the way, you just said, you've shown me certain things that I'll never forget. And you know how you love pimple popping?
Yes.
Okay. This is an intense one, but I think because you love pimple popping.
Yeah.
That you'll appreciate it. We showed this on our live show. Okay. And, did you watch the live show
yet? No, I haven't watched it.
Okay. But this is like a, it's kind of like below the belt, right? It's below the waist. So that's why we can't show it to the YouTube audience, but it's pretty intense.
And I think you'll see it. That okay. is in a vagina.
Yeah. Right. Tell me how satisfying that is.
Oh my God, is that an abscess in her vagina?
Yes, yes.
How did she get that?
I don't know how she got it. I just know how she's taking care of it.
She has no problem squeezing the fuck out of that.
And it's so much.
She's kind of skinny.
Yeah, and that thing is... It's kind of...
I bet it smells so bad.
Oh.
Oh, she's got to see a doctor.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have done any of this on my own. I certainly wouldn't have videotaped it. But...
I certainly wouldn't have posted it.
Yeah. I mean... Just to... And like just bare fingers squeezing it. Also, I feel like whatever's coming out of it could infect her.
It definitely could. It definitely could. She's going to get a bladder infection. Your hand's trembling. I want to see what she looks like.
Oh, her asshole isn't good enough for you?
Oh my God. That's an intense one. Makes me want to brush my teeth. Oh
my God.
Draining an abscess.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember my dad woke me up one time. He was like, buddy, you got to see this. And I was like, what is it? And he was like, come here. He was like, remember that lump I had on my back? And I was like, yeah. And I wasn't paying attention to what I was looking at. And he goes, take a look at this. And he just, it's like 2 in the morning.
He wakes you up for
woke me up for it. And he just starts squeezing it. And I realize it's been spraying all over the mirror in his bathroom and his cup, like he's just going, and it's just squeezing. I was like, holy shit. Did I ever tell you about the time I popped a pimple in my nose and a hair came out? This is like the most amazing thing that I've ever done and no one ever witnessed it but me. So it's like hitting a hole in one when you're playing by yourself and then no one believes you.
Yeah.
I had when you get like a lump on a pimple on the inside of your nose?
Yeah.
It was killing me. It was killing me, and I was a sophomore in college, and I was in my bathroom, and I was like, I'm just going to try to pop it. It started showing up on the other side. Like, it was red on the outside. So I was like, I'm just going to try to pop it through this way. And I put my finger in my nose, and I just squeezed as hard as I could, and a fucking hair just went zonk out of my nose. I went, oh, like, almost like Excalibur.
So that's what was creating the...
And it was a hair in there, and I was like, I pulled the hair out, and as I pulled the hair out... Pus just started pouring out of my nose. And I was like, oh my God, squeezed it and hosed the mirror down. Just
the face one. This you're definitely going to get a kick out of. This was also something we were able to play on the live show.
Right.
This dude. Watch.
I'm trying to go in there and get behind it.
What is it?
Oh, no.
I know, like some type of like growth. Like some type of cyst or pocket, you know? But I thought of you immediately.
All right.
I was like, Bert's going to love this.
I'll cross your hands. I'll grab my dick.
He seems so calm. Is he sedated?
Come on, fucking piece of shit.
And then he gets pliers.
Holy shit. Holy shit. That fucking hurt.
Look at that.
And now I got a gaper.
Look at the size of that hole.
Ooh, buddy. Ooh, shit. Motherfucker. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
I don't know what the fuck. What is it?
Oh, my God.
It's like it looks like just a cyst that he pulled out entirely.
That is so fucking rewarding.
I knew you'd like
it. Go back
it.
To it. I want to see it the second it comes out. Oh, my God. What is it? How do we get a hold of this guy? I want to find out what it was.
I want to find out what it was, too. I would love to get a hold of this guy.
Holy
The look on his face. Yeah. That is a whole... Okay,
shit,
now here's what we need. We need research on this guy. Who is this guy?
And do you know
what
how we found the video? Now?
It was just sent into the YMH email.
We should try to find him.
Okay.
If we can. Yeah.
Find this guy. I want to see what his face like looks
I
like
gotta
now.
I got pissed. You need not need to piss?
Not yet. I've been pretty dehydrated for the last 48 years. Listen, hang on one second. Have you ever seen salivary stones? Type in...
God, how do you find all these things?
Salivary stones. Okay. Okay, now go to... Hang on. So wait, hold on. Go to YouTube and type it in YouTube.
Okay.
By the way, I'm swallowing aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on with me. Salivary stone. Type in Bert Kreischer.
Oof.
Look at this.
Oof.
Dude. Hang on. Okay. Go down. Fuck.
All these come up when you type in Bert Kreischer salivary stones. You look really skinny right there.
Where?
Makes local news the funniest ever.
Oh, I was really skinny there. Yeah. By the way, I was. No, what? Go. There's a guy that removes one.
All right,
and
let
it
me
is
pee
crazy.
While you find it. Just
right.
Find it, and I'll.
All right, I'll find it. Go to a type in salivary stone. What's the name of my open tabs? Open tabs. That's it. So, hey, go to that and scroll until you see salivary stone removal, and then we'll. I should do open tabs again. That was a good show. I wonder what's the legality of that. I can't play these clips the way I was. There it is. Find out what that video is. Can you see that video? Zoom in and read the copy in it.
I see it. Yeah.
Okay, can you find that video? Salivary gland. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that guy. Play this for Tom. This makes my dick hard. I love this fucking, I don't know, whatever that is. By the way, I need you to send me that clip of that guy pulling that thing out of his face. I need to watch that over and over and over again. For whatever reason, that feeling, when you see it come out, that makes me so excited. All right, you ready for a fucking banger?
Yeah.
Okay, sit down. This is maybe something I've watched a million times.
Really?
Okay, I've watched this so much.
Hold on. And what led to you discovering this?
This, I have no idea. He wrote, removing my own salivary gland stone. I have no fucking idea. And by the way, I thought I had one of these recently.
You didn't.
I didn't. But what had happened was I had a problem underneath my tongue, mm-hmm. and I thought I had one of these.
Isn't that little white thing right there?
No. You just watch. Just watch.
Okay.
Okay? Can you play audio? Oh, yeah. I guess not. Okay. Okay. Hold on.
Is he using a needle there?
Yeah. It's a little white thing. It's that little white thing.
Okay.
By the way, his haircut always caught me off guard.
Well, what part of it?
Like the fact that it's like combed part over. So he's got
what?
So for
what
the, everyone,
is that a scalpel?
No, this is a X-Acto knife. Okay, so he's got an X-Acto knife. He's got this white thing, and he's trying to cut
the
skin around it so we can get this out of his mouth.
Why would you not go see someone?
He is left-handed, obviously.
Why are you doing this yourself? Why are you doing this yourself?
Because you got online and you found out I can do this. It's not that hard. Hold on. Here comes the fucking money shot. Okay?
Okay. You've so watched this a bunch.
I've watched this so much.
Okay.
I've watched this with my daughters. I've watched this with my wife. I've watched this on open tabs. Can I still do open tabs or is that illegal now? Okay. Now he's got tweezers and he's just trying to get it. And it keeps slipping. They keep slipping. And he's drooling. That's the hard part about this. So he's cut the skin around.
What even is a salivary stone?
Wait till you see what he takes out of his fucking mouth.
Oh, my God.
Wait till you see what is removed. By the way, I would love to talk to this guy. See, these are things that I, like, if you said,
oh, my God.
You ready? Hold on. Yeah. Okay, get a hold of it, buddy. You got to get a hold of it.
Yeah. I think this is the one. He's definitely got it now.
I think he goes back in with the knife.
Oh, really?
I think he does. I think he has to cut even deeper.
Do you understand what a salivary stone is?
I don't, but boy, do I know what one is. Like, Yeah, I think that's something we should put up on another page and be like, see, you can almost see that there's skin all around it, and all that part right there. I think he's got to cut it one more time. Watch. Yeah, he goes in, and he goes, I just got to get under it, buddy.
Yeah.
I got to get under it.
Yeah.
By the way, I would make out with this guy if he let me take one out of his mouth. Oh, let's get someone with fucking a dilated pore. Let's do some pimple popper removers on our live show.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing a live show, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we should tease. Well, because we don't have the... We'll talk about it here in a second. Let's finish this.
Okay, you ready? So now he's going around. He's drying the area, getting it dry so he can grab... Tom, get ready. How much time's left in this video? Okay, use your scroller to make sure we're getting close. Go to there. Go to there. Okay, here we go.
A little more of a cut. Oh, yeah. My God. This dude's out of his mind.
A little more of a cut.
Is he American?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is.
He doesn't have an accent?
Nope. I think he's from Wisconsin, as a matter of fact.
He's got foreign vibes.
He's got foreign vibes. The fact that he has an X-Acto in his mouth?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, this is what we do in Syria. Oh, my ready? God.
That just came out of his fucking...
No.
Yeah. Look at that fucking...
No.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
I have no idea.
What is a salivary stone?
Salivary gland stone. Type it in. What is it, guys? It's got to be from like a too much Kool-Aid or something.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. That came out of his fucking mouth.
And they're rock hard?
They're rock hard. They're rock hard. I thought I was getting one, too.
Salivary stones, also called sialotheasis, are hardened mineral deposits that form in the salivary glands. The condition is more likely to affect people aged 30 to 60, and men are more likely to get salivary stones than women. I still don't really understand what it is. It's just
it's like a collection of calcium. You ever get tonsil stones?
Uh-uh.
Tonsil stones are like, it's just,
what does it say there for how you get rid of them? Like that drop.
Oh, you take
down
an X-Acto knife and go into your bathroom with your roommate and have him film it.
Your doctor or dentist may suggest sucking on sugar-free lemon drops and drinking a lot of water.
Okay.
The goal is to increase saliva production and force the stone out of your duct. Oh my God. Or you could take a fucking X-Acto knife into your mouth. Jesus Christ, man. And pull. That is so crazy what I just saw.
That is fucking crazy.
How much have you drank today?
Right now, or I think we're coming up on a gallon. I've had six total. I had one this morning when I woke up. I had one before I walked in here with you guys. Yeah. And then these are four. So I'm at six. What's six times 16? And tell me where I'm at.
Yeah.
By the way, I could have two more before we leave.
Really?
Yeah. I like water.
Yeah, water's good.
Shout out to Liquid Death. Thank you for sending these to my house.
So you've had almost 100 ounces. I think 128 is a gallon. So you're right there. You're almost right there.
And we're it's like 10 in the morning.
It's a little later than that.
Like early in the morning. Yeah. Let's talk about our live gig.
Okay, so we're going to do, this is the pre, because we're not, this is not the actual on sale.
Yeah.
But this is just the pre-announcement. We are going to do a New Year's Eve. Because look, I mean, who are you going to party with this year? You can't go to big parties. You can party with us. Here's what we're trying to do. I don't know if we'll survive. We're trying to do Happy New Year's in every American time zone. So starting
not
just before,
counting Hawaii.
Good point. We're trying to start just before the East Coast, then go to Central, Mountain, and then Pacific. And we have...
And do horrible representations of stereotypical versions of what we believe you look like if you live in those places.
In each of those time zones. We are going to party hard. Lots of booze, lots of edibles. We're talking about maybe...
Chloroform.
Besides partying, we've already got the ball rolling on making porns for each other. We are hiring companies to make porns and see like what porn.
Who can make the best porn?
Yeah.
Do you remember when we had this horrible idea one time? We thought about this. We said we should direct each other's porns.
Yeah.
And then we forgot about it. And then Dov came out and he goes, hey, you guys ever going to make porns? And we were like... New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. We also do have a competition going that we're going to be doing. And we have some special guests, surprise guests, and treats for that day. So I believe...
We're going to be edging the whole night.
Until we become goons.
We're going to edge all the way up till New Year's Eve, our time, and then we're going to blow our loads.
It's going to be a lot of
fun. Happy New Year's! Salivary stones!
Yeah, Michael Stahl. he messaged us both about a new article he has, Mel Magazine, about that. You see that top left one there, the psychedelic science of gooning. So that's this whole thing. I love that finding out this deep, weird layer stuff. So edging is obviously, it's pretty popular.
Norton edges.
Yeah, edging is like...
I've never done it. I can't. Are you kidding me? You've seen the way I drink water. You think I can edge?
I've done it before.
You think I've ever... are you serious?
Yeah, I've done it. Yeah.
So what do you do?
You just basically go up to the... right before the point of no return, let's say as a man with orgasm, and then you taper off, right? And then you keep doing that. So you're building the anticipation, and you're basically in that... like that 90th to 95th percentile.
Is it kind of like I remember a couple times when I was single, I'd be hooking up with a chick and I'd be so horny, I'd be shaking almost.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's sort of like that. And you're basically just prolonging being in that really erogenous zone, and then you go up until you decide to.
So then,
but this gooning thing, I learned it from reading this article. And gooning apparently is when you take edging to the next level and go into an almost hypnotic, semi-meditative mental state where you're vibrating. And it takes, like, some of these people do it for hours.
Well, I've been gooned then.
You have?
Oh, yeah. I remember I hooked up with this one chick and she kept playing with my dick, but not, like, just playing with it a little bit and then stopping.
That's different.
But I was like getting ready every time.
Yeah.
And then she just stopped, and I'd be like, motherfucker.
These guys are, do you know what these guys are doing for gooning?
No.
They're setting up multi-cams, like.
Oh, pull
like,
them up.
Oh, no. So like there's one here. There's one hyperlink here. If you go scroll through the story. No, go back to that story. And it says like about somebody's setup. It has a hyperlink to it. So like scroll through the story. And it says
keep
that
gooning.
Like that, see how it says a 9-screen monolith right there. Next paragraph down. It's right there. Yeah. So like dudes who are gooning are doing shit like this.
Whoa.
Like they're going into like porn overload. You know what I mean? Like they have tons of porn going and they're getting into a masturbatory super state. And they're basically doing this for hours and hours till they are consumed. Their body is just like in a trance. And they can sometimes go for like 3, 4, 5, 6 hours.
No way.
Yeah, it's a whole, I mean, he even says it in the article that it kind of, you go like, there's a wow factor to this. And then you go, it's like a dangerous, in the sense of like super addictive state of like somebody just consuming nothing but this. You know what I mean? Like to your mind, and you can get really warped and lost in it. But yeah, these
holy
are called
shit.
Goons, man.
Gooning, because goon is such an, you know, it's so interesting. I got obsessed with the word goon.
Goon's a good word.
Goon's a good word. And if you type in on Popeye, there was a goon.
And then that's also like, I mean, I always heard in hip hop, goon is like a like thug, basically. Like I got goons in every city, you know. Like
type in the word. Let's Google the word goon, because goon is also a hockey term.
Mm-hmm.
There's a movie, Sean William Scott Anderson.
Yeah, let's go to Webster Dictionary here. Let's see what they have for the definition.
A goon,
a stupid person. That's the first definition. A man hired to terrorize or eliminate opponents. See, I think that's like enforcer. So that's where I think the like where I heard it in like rap songs and shit.
Type in pictures of goons. That's a cat with glasses showed up. Oh, it's all Scottish. Well,
you're right.
Scott.
Hockey, a bunch of hockey people. Yeah,
it's all hockey because of that movie. There we go. Look at that. The goons.
Yeah.
Look at the
goon squad.
The goon squad. What a
goon's
cool
a good
name.
Word.
Goon squad.
But now there's a new definition.
I wonder if we should call our fans goons.
I mean, it could happen. Yeah.
I mean, we're a little late to call our fans something.
Yeah.
We're
50 some episodes in.
Yeah. The Slipknot, they call their fans maggots.
Yeah.
And I think it would be weird to right now name them.
Yeah. Well, especially
honeypots.
Like we're telling them too, like, oh, you guys jerk off all day to us. I mean, we just learned a new definition. Like, look at this guy's setup.
I'm
going
to start using the word goon.
Goon's great. Lot. I like it.
Goon. Can I tell you a phrase that I... Oh, I just called my dad. Stop. Can I tell you a phrase that I liked? I'm watching this documentary on Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm. Never expected that sentence to come out of your mouth.
His son said his dad gave in to low-effort thinking. Low-effort thinking.
That's what his son says about Ronald Reagan?
He goes, not to be disrespectful to my dad, but at that point when his dad became more conservative, he said he just gave in to low-effort thinking and just said, you know, conservative politics. White man needs to be above a black man. Like, you know, low-effort thinking.
That's what he said?
Well, apparently at the time, the parties were saying... the parties kind of shifted. I think he was a Democrat, and then Democrats started elevating everyone. And I think back then in the old school Democrats were like, no, white man's definitely got to be above the black man. Like, just give me your heads up. Elevate them, but not to our level. And Ronald, by the way, this... I have no idea if what I'm saying is accurate at all. Yeah. I half listened to this and then started writing down quotes that they were saying, but Ronald Reagan said he didn't quit his party quit him. And so then his son said he gave into low effort thinking, which is basically just like going like not thinking about things and just going, yeah, fuck them. You know?
Yeah.
Low effort thinking. I love that phrase, low effort thinking.
Yeah.
Low effort thinking, that was the other. And then I'm going to try to slide these into paragraph, into sentences. Not to put a fine point on it, but that's the phrase.
Sure.
Not to put a fine point on it. Yeah. I want to be able to slide that in. What does that mean, not to put a fine point on it?
Not to put a fine? What does it mean to say that?
Like when you say, she said, not to put a fine point on it, and then kept saying, and I was like, it's such a good phrase, but what does it mean?
It says to speak bluntly.
So if I was like, not... How to use it in a sentence.
Well, it says right there, not to put too fine a point on it, your Emily is a liar.
Wow. So it's like, I don't want to tell you exactly the truth, mm-hmm. but you're a whore.
Yeah.
Not to put too fine a point on it.
To be completely direct and honest. I think she's wrong.
I love it, not to put too fine a point on it. Mm-hmm. So you say that right before you slam someone.
Yeah, you like that.
Oh, hey, that's
not to put too fine a point on it, but you're a fucking goon.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a great challenge, guys. I would love to see your videos of you sliding that into something with some low effort thinking. So like say to your wife, like not to put too fine a point on it, but you've gained weight.
I put that on a video.
Yeah, put that on a video. And then she'll be like, wait, and go, I'm trying not to put too fine a point on it.
I'm doing a bit.
Yeah. All right, here's the other one. What's good for the company is good for the business, and what's good for the business is good for the employee. And I thought, oh. And then, you know what phrase I haven't used ever?
Mm.
And it's interesting.
Send your videos to twobearsonecave@gmail.com.
And what's interesting is that it's all older people talk. Like, no one talks like this because people say words like dope, you know, so dope. And you're like, I've never given into that. I'm obsessed with original thoughts and original ideas.
There is a good point to be made that modern day slang that, you know, you usually are drawn toward and you use more when you're young really actually limits your descriptive ability and like when somebody goes, that's cool. Cool, we use a ton, but it doesn't really, cool can mean so much that it's better actually to hear somebody explain what's cool about it. Because what do you mean by cool? Like that was cool. What was cool? Like you can mean that like, I enjoyed it. It was different. It was creative. It was artistic. It was a new experience. Like it's so much better to actually describe it. Then you just use a limit, like one word that you guys dope.
That's dope. That's lit. Yeah. Like I really have a problem.
But we all fall into that trap.
I actually don't.
You don't?
I don't say dope. I try not to say phrases.
I do.
That make, I know you do. I know Joe does. And it's interesting because I you guys are both grown-ups who speak for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting.
And you guys are fucking morons.
No, but it's interesting when you guys lean into, I remember when I stopped doing it. I stopped doing it when I moved to New York. Godfrey would say phrases that were popular. I can't remember exactly what one is, but like he would say like, son, like, mad, that's mad crazy, son.
Yeah.
Or like, and it was, I remember hearing him, not to slam Godfrey, I'm not slamming Godfrey, but like, I remember hearing him use a phrase that I had heard people use and I hadn't previously heard him use. And I thought he just adopted that. And I remember thinking, I don't ever want to adopt anyone else's speak. I don't want to adopt group speak. Yeah. I want to have my own speak. Now, I'm certain I do it all over the place. I'm certain I do. But I, but with words like dope, I it's not, I've never said that before. And so, or hella, like that's hella.
Hella, yeah. Some of those things become like regional.
Some of hella's regional. Hella yeah. is like
Northern California.
Northern California.
Maybe. Yeah.
And so I just never did it. And then today I'm watching this documentary on Ronald Reagan and I'm like, oh, they are using beautiful words to express their things that at the time were probably dope and lit and hella.
Mm-hmm.
That's put too fine a point on it, as opposed to real talk, you're a whore.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're making the a point, though, that I mean, those are essentially you're saying the same thing, real talk, and not to put too fine a point on it. It's just a phrasing adapted by two different cultures, really.
And I was trying to say today, I want to come up with phraseology for my next special that is my own thoughts of ways to say real talk.
Yeah.
Or, and so I was like obsessed with that. This is what, by the way, this is what makes me crazy as a comic, is I now am sitting on the treadmill this morning trying to come up with phraseology to replace dope and lit, because my daughters do it. My daughters will be like, that's the content I'm here for. I go, don't use tired speech. Don't use meme speech in your real life. That lowers you as a human. That lowers you into the commonality of everyone of like, oh, I don't have real ideas.
Right, you're only so far removed from that's what she said when you start doing that, right? Like, you're basically...
That's why I love this podcast.
Yeah.
I did not have this idea fully thought out.
Yeah.
And then I bring a half-baked idea to you, and it is, that's what she said.
Yeah.
It's, that's what she said.
Yeah.
It's...
And the thing is, in the last year, I feel like I've been a part of a couple conversations where someone unironically said that, and I wanted to die, and I wanted to hurt them so badly, you know? Like, when somebody actually just goes, that's what she said, and you're like, uh-uh. Like, this is really happening right now?
I have a bus driver who's obsessed with that's what she said.
Hey, hey buddy, you're not hiding who it is. When you do that.
Ron says that's what she says so much to the point that I now find it hysterical.
Well, yeah, that's taking
because
it
becomes
up.
Ironic yeah. then.
Right.
And so it's fucking fascinating to me.
I mean, this was more when I had a day job, but there was a group of guys that I worked with. I don't know if you ever met these guys, and they were so obsessed with pause and no homo for anything. Like anything, if you're like, that seems hard, and they're like, pause, what do you mean? And they're like, you said that hard. I'm like, guys, we're fucking 26, like, can we
it's elevating your speech to just so you don't sound like the 15-year-old on the internet
who
has the TikTok.
Like, come on, man.
Like, it's and I tired speech, I just go, I want to challenge my daughters to have independent, brilliant thoughts on their own, as opposed to having their personalities be defined by TikTok. It's so difficult that I really think that in the future, you are going to get really genius people who walk away from social media and create fucking brilliant ideas. I told you about the dream I had with Matthew McConaughey, where he was like, he was telling me something, and he was like, this is what I'm also obsessed with. He was telling me something, and I said, about existence and time travel and all this stuff, and I was like, I mean, I'm not that smart. I can't really, can't follow you. I don't like read books or whatever. And he goes, I'm not that smart. I'm just telling you stuff I read in a book. I'm just repeating something I read in a book.
Right.
You're smart because you have brand new thoughts that no one had before. And I woke up in a fucking spiral trying to wrap my head around thoughts no one ever had before.
Like a totally original thought.
Have you ever had a totally original thought with no, like, even original thoughts that I've had, someone actually did before. A lot of them. And so to have complete original thoughts.
That's an interesting question.
Borderlines on crazy.
Yeah,
crazy
yeah.
people have original thoughts.
That's true. That is true.
Crazy sane people think like the rest of us.
Right. That's true. That's actually a good observation. And then, when you hear crazy thoughts that somebody has that are original but crazy, you're normally the reaction to that is, you're fucking crazy. That's the craziest shit. I've never heard anybody say that before. Right, because you've never heard anybody say it before.
This goes back to Push having a fucking a coffee maker in your bathroom.
Right.
And you see original, like when you first saw that original thought, the way we did, you mock it because you're like, what the fuck? And then you're like,
and then you're in the car. Yeah.
And that's what this, we come full circle. We want to twobearsonecave@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Send us your best original thoughts.
Yeah, it's the number two bears, the number one cave@gmail.com.
I want original thoughts. I want someone who goes, like, I remember one time, do you remember Harley from Epic Mealtime?
Yeah.
Harley one time goes, I don't know if he said original thought. I'm sure that's too convenient right now. But he was original thought, and he had two toothbrushes, and he goes, quick way to brush your teeth. And he brushed his tops and his bottoms.
Right.
I was like, that's fucking genius. That's so genius.
Yeah.
I keep saying I want a water pick in my shower.
Yeah.
Like, I want.
By the way, toothbrush in the shower is a really good one. Toothbrush in the shower.
Shitting in the shower. Original thought.
Nope.
But makes you look crazy.
Let's skip that altogether. You don't want to do that. Diaz used to do that, and that should summarize that whole idea for you. It's like, and then you just stomp it down. And then my wife saw me one time, and I was throwing it. I was throwing it to the toilet from the shower. She saw me throwing the shit in the air, and she said, "Joey, that's enough." That's when I stopped doing it. You're like, that's an insane thought.
Oh.
You threw a log from the toilet, from the shower to the toilet?
I'm trying to think of my best original thought.
Oh.
My best, like, that I applied in my house that I go, oh, yeah, that's like I don't know. I'm going to have to really think about this. I'm dying to hear your original thoughts on what is this? Life hacks?
Oh, life hacks. Okay.
Oh, I love these. I really do love these.
By the way, frozen grapes are gangster. I had them at a resort one time. It was laying by the pool, and they're like, would you like some frozen grapes? I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, we just, you know, just try them. And you start like sucking on a frozen grape, and then it kind of softens a little bit. And if it's hot out, that's such a treat. Frozen grape. If you've never tried it, I'm telling you, it's better in the summertime, but it's an incredible treat.
I like keeping a deodorant in the refrigerator.
That's another one.
It's a crazy thought, but then you go, God damn it, it's refreshing as fuck.
Yeah.
To be like, God, that's ice cold. That's exactly how I want to load deodorant.
Wine delivered. Ice cubes?
Wine ice cubes.
Never heard
Hold
that
the one. Fuck. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, for cooking with wine. Pass. All right.
Okay.
Because I love chewing on ice cubes. How much?
You could
how eat. Red would my teeth be?
And also, somebody would be like, hey, Bert, did you just eat 6 trays of ice?
I love chewing on ice. Ooh, drinking wine on the treadmill. That's an original thought.
That's a very original.
That's an original thought. What's this one?
Pen spring protection. Adding a pen spring around your cords will keep the ends from fraying. Oh, just what you need to protect.
I don't think I know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I get it. Keep going.
Post-it note on a keyboard. Yeah.
I've seen that. Keep going. Yeah. Rubber band on around a paint can. For what?
I don't know. Check your cell phone while house hunting. What does that mean? Can you make it a little bigger? Make sure you've got cell service while you're house hunting. You wouldn't want to move into a place where you couldn't take calls.
Really? You moved into a couple of those.
Every house. What do you mean? Every house. Fix flip-flops. If you've ever had a flip-flop pop out of place while you were walking, you're going to really enjoy the simple hack, but you'll probably be a little peeved you didn't think of it sooner. So what do?
You take the bread thing from the bread, and then you put it under the thing so it doesn't go through
like
your flip-flop.
The tie from the back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually very clever. Okay.
Or you could just go to freewaters.com and get the new Burt flip-flop.
There you go.
Summer, the winter house shoe.
Cut perfect cinnamon rolls with floss. Oh, easy way to, yeah. You know what else you can use floss for? This is kind of to remove, you know, people sometimes on the back of a car, it'll be the badge, like Mercedes S500, like, right? Yeah. You can heat that up with a hairdryer and with floss, pull it and remove your badges. Like some people want a clean back.
Really?
Yeah. Hairdryer and floss.
I love that. Easily pour dressing. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, poke holes in with a fork.
Right. So it doesn't pour all out at once.
I'll tell you what Leanne did when we first started dating is she would buy butter and then put it on the counter.
So it's soft butter?
So it's soft butter.
Brilliant.
And I was like,
soft butter is a game changer.
Soft butter is
when you get to a restaurant and they go, there's hot bread, and then they give you ice cold butter.
Yeah.
And you're like,
and then you rip your bread apart.
But if it's soft, you're like, hey, can you bring 3 more loaves of bread out? easily dispensable snacks. That's a good one. Okay.
Aloe vera ice cubes.
The ice cubes are making a real fucking
what else
run
can
for
we
it here.
Freeze?
I know. Anything
oh,
else?
What if we could freeze cum?
You can, but what do you, would you do that for?
So you could throw it at people? Cum fight.
Did you just throw an ice cube at me? Yeah, but it's frozen cum. So I got you twice. Use tabs to. Okay.
Can I tell you the one that Jay Larson and Ryan Stickler used to always fight over who created it?
What?
Was taking the coat hanger out of the closet in a hotel room and coat hanging your blinds shut, taking the little pressers for your slacks.
Uh-huh.
And I remember hearing them on Crab Feast fighting over who came up with that first.
I was obsessed with every way of closing the blinds. What I used to do, the best thing that I found would be when you go to a hotel, a lot of times there's the pillows you sleep with, and then there's the decorative pillows.
Yeah.
So I would pile up the decorative pillows to use as like a support on the blinds. So the blinds are apart.
So the blinds,
so you pull them together, yeah, and you start laying the shit pillows on top, and they just lay on the blinds so they don't separate.
Yeah.
I used to push furniture against them. The best one though was when I was staying one time in a hotel in Canada, and I go, yeah, you know, I need something. Can you send tape up to close the blinds? Cause I need it blackout to sleep. And the guy goes, yeah, we'll send up the engineer. So the engineer's like, so explain to me again. I go, it's too bright in here, man. I need it totally dark. And these are not closing. So he brings out a staple gun. He goes, I'll just staple it. I go, Hey. Like, isn't that going to come on me that like, it's going to look like I stapled the blinds?
Yeah.
Shut? And he goes, no, it's fine. And I go, what, isn't that going to ruin the blinds? And he goes, it's fine. And he just goes, and just stapled them shut and left. And I was like, okay.
Dude, for road hacks, if we're talking on the road, because I haven't gone on the road like this in a long time, I used to bring an extension cord with a power strip so that you could plug into the wall and then take everything over to your bed and have all your shit on the side of the bed.
That's a good one.
That was a big one. I used to bring I still bring duct tape with me everywhere.
Duct tape?
Duct tape would come in so handy.
Yeah.
And that and carabiners. Can I tell you the best life hacker in the world?
That and what? Carabiners?
Carabiners.
What's
Casey
that?
Neistat is a vlogger, but he used to do a daily vlog. And his life hacks for traveling were like even just organizational. Like he organized his office in a way that was so fucking sexy that you were like, what travel packing secrets? He had so many life hacks that I was like obsessed with it.
You know what gives me a lot of anxiety?
What?
That it bothers me so much that I do this and I don't feel well until I deal with it, but I keep putting it off, is I hate when my nightstand, my bathroom area, and my desk just get overrun with shit.
And
like, I feel so much better whenever I organize and clean it, but I always put it off. So like right now, if you go to like my mirror in my bathroom, there's just too much stuff there and I fucking hate it. And I don't feel well. I don't feel like satisfied until it's cleaned up,
yeah,
but I keep extending it.
Oh, my side table has been so bad. And now all we have in there is just catch rags. It's just things to wipe cum with.
Really?
Yeah. I just grab one of those little hankies.
Yeah.
I have a lot of hankies.
Yeah.
I love hankies. I'd rather blow my nose in a hanky.
I saw this TikTok and I was like, oh, I bet Bert would jerk off to this too.
What is it?
Go ahead. It's just play it on your mom's.
$20. They're really sweaty.
That's it.
That guy just bought her socks for $20. By the way, it's the little things.
Right.
It's the little things.
You like?
Play it again.
I knew it.
Play it again. There's something.
$20. They're really sweaty.
Just on the side of the road.
Oh, man. That's so smart.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm going to pull over today.
Oh, my God.
I knew it.
That's fucking, I mean, that's like, that dials into like a weird, I used to tell you, one of my analogies of a one night stand,
yeah,
was a waitress who's been on her feet too long,
yeah,
and she's got smelly feet, but they're not like gross, and she's got thumbs that can pack bowls with.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's a type
server.
Of the like server, like yeah. a like there's a sexiness in like a woman paying her way through life and being on her feet and being able to pack her own bowls. I think it's so hot when a woman smokes a bowl. Type in chick smoking bongs. That was like the biggest thing on what not TikTok. Not what
I dated a stoner once, like a stoner chick.
Dude.
And I know exactly what you mean.
Women smoking weed. I mean, it's so hot when a girl can take a big bong rip.
Yeah.
And just goes like, just play the one that's play all. Hit play. Let me see this. Yeah. Oh, look at these two fucking.
Yeah. The hemp princess. And M plants. Yeah, they're super cute.
They're adorable.
Yeah. And they're just. Yeah.
But there's something cool about like when you see like Doug Benson do it, it's not sexy. Or when Joey.
No, I didn't think I wouldn't like to replace them with Doug and Joey if that's what you're asking. Yeah. And here's the thing. These are low stress chicks to be around. Right?
Very low stress.
Right. So it's like you're like, you want to watch something funny? They're like, yeah. And you're like, yeah.
So what is it about me liking these girls or strippers or I was about to say prostitutes.
Sure. What's wrong with that?
Or porn stars. Like I have an affinity for them. Right. Like I connect with porn stars in a weird kind of like work way where I go, yeah, I feel like that too. I feel like a porn star sometimes.
Yeah.
Like
there's always been that kind of kinship. Oh, she's like smoking two joints.
These girls are awesome. Can we follow them on Instagram?
I'm sure we can.
What is it? The hemp princess?
Yeah.
Which one's the hemp princess?
I don't know. The hemp princess and M plants. Yeah. There you go.
The hemp princess.
And M underscore PLANTZ. Hang on.
Is this her?
Probably.
No. That person's African American.
Okay.
There's a lot of hemp princesses.
I bet there are, but you know, we could find them. We'll go back to that account.
Follow back.
Follow back.
She follows me.
There you go.
I'm kidding. Oh. All right, now I got to piss. Should we wrap this up?
We should. Yeah.
I'm looking for original ideas.
Original ideas. Send your emails, and then also next episode we'll announce the more details and the link for our New Year's Eve live show, but know that it's coming.
It's gonna
be a
blast.
So if you're looking for New Year's plans, I hope you make them with us.
I can't wait. Happy New Year's to everyone. It's gonna be a fucking blast.
It's gonna be fun.
All right, great episode, man.
It was a lot of fun. I love you too. Bert and Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.